Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Ellis. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kleins moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a fly ball towards left. Stargell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Stargell. Schneck moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schneck moves to third. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to home to get Schneck. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to third. Koosman moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Sanguilan moves to second. Two outs. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sanguilan moves to third. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Robertson now playing first base. Gene Kleins now playing right field. Richie Zisk now playing left field. Al Oliver now playing center field. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robertson. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-1 in the game. Schneck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. Kleins is hit by the pitch. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kleins moves to second. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Zisk reaches second base with a double. Kleins scores. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 2, Pirates, 2. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Koosman strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schneck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Schneck moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Schneck trying to get to third. Tavares throws to Hebner who tags Schneck for the out. Garrett moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koosman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kleins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Kleins moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Zisk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Zisk reaches second base with a double. Kleins scores. Robertson moves to third. It's 4-3, Mets. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Koosman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ellis, and towards Stennett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive towards short. Tavares reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Milan covering, for the out. One out. Kurt Bebakwa pinch hits for Doc Ellis. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Justine now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Milner hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Schneck hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robertson strikes out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-4 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Milan reaches second base with a double. Harrelson moves to third. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavares bunts towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Dave Justy. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman fires to first and picks off Tavares. Tavares moves to second. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. Kent Tekulve now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Schneck takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schneck. The throw from Sanguilan and he is safe. Schneck steals second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 4 in the game. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Kleins strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.